According to the laws of Shabbos, we are in the middle of discussing the third halacha, that of Kotzer. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Lamed Vav and Sif Beis. It says that Shar She'ilon, we're talking about the use of a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to, as we said, have a hammock which is attached to a tree. Also, a child, sometimes you would see a rope dangling from a branch where there's a tire to swing upon. Those are all things which we're not allowed to do because of the prohibition in which one could eventually break a branch, which would be kaitzer. Shar She'ilon, when it comes to how tall are we talking about this type of a tree? As long as it's 3 tefachim high, a tefach is a hand breadth, which is about 3 to 4 inches, let's just call it 4 inches, about a foot high of a tree, which is that high, that it's more than a foot high or so, at that point you're not allowed to use it. However, pachos mikan mutl shtamish mehen. If it's less than that, it's not a problem. Dikikarka chashive. It's just like you're on the ground. It's like the ground. It's so small. And therefore, the Mishnah says v'sholeish lehen. So you have a little tree stump, which is only, let's say, about 6 or 6 inches off the ground. So you could sit there as one would be sitting on the ground. It's not considered a form of using a tree. It's considered like it's already part of the karka. So that's what's brought down in Sif Beis. It's brought down furthermore in Sif Gimel. Says Mutu Lelich al Gabi Atzavim. A person's allowed to walk on grass. That we're not concerned of. Being lachem in Yavashim, it doesn't matter the type of grass, if it's dried out, if it's moist. Gimanshin mischavin litlosh. Your kavan is not to cause while you're walking for the grass to be ripped out. It's not an issue. Abel ha'ichim beginos assume litol yisrim al Atzavim. A person's eating, let's say, a picnic on Shabbos on a nice grassy area. So you're not allowed to wash your hands on the grass. Shemashkimosam, because upon doing that you're causing the grass to grow by you watering it. Alpha Bishan Mechavandim Psikreshahu. Even though your intention is really just to keep your hands, to wash your hands, they're dirty. The reality is, even if you don't have that intention to do the malacha, but if it's a psikresha, namely that 100% the malacha is taking place by you doing it, you're not allowed to. And therefore by pouring water onto grass, that's considered to be, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Vamashkes hazaroyim chaimishim zoreya. It's a form of planting, even though it's not actually planting, but it's considered a subcategory of planting, because you're causing the grass to grow, to flourish. Now the Mishnah Berurah further says, the mashma b'gemar shafilim ha'asalim heim aruchos v'hu ho'lich yachev. Persons, some people don't mow their lawn as much as they should. The grass grows very high. And let's say you're walking barefoot. Sha'asalim ragim liyos Nidbokim kishri etzbosov, and you're not wearing flip-flops, you're barefoot, so therefore your toes can cause the grass to easier rip out. Now, feel hachimut, it's still allowed to walk that way. The lab psik reishahu shiatalesh, because it's not 100% certain that by you walking in this way that the grass is going to be ripped out. V'chein afil im yitalesh gamkein ein iser lav. Therefore, if you have actually ripped anything out, you didn't do anything wrong. Shehu einu mechavin lazeh. Because again, you didn't have the kavana. And in this case, it's not a psik reisha. It's not for sure that by you walking, you're going to be ripping out grass. Kol makom imul achar halichas amatsa shenin bechut savin baraglav bein etzva osam o almanalav. Let's say you find grass, let's say in your shoes, or in here it says in your toes. Yizahir shlui salkim biyadam. You're not supposed to rip out the grass from your sandals, let's say, with your bare hands. They assume a tiltim is shemuksa. This ripped grass is considered to be muksa, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to remove it that way. The Mishnah Berurah further says that one should look into the bare halacha that writes the hechi da'atzavim heim gedolim. If the grass is very tall, then yizahir, one should be careful shul yoritz aleihen. Walking is okay, but there's an issue that if you run, the havi psikresha shiatolish bavadai ve'ershe de'afil leilach aleihen b'mehera gamkin sarach lazar. You have to be careful if a person's going to run, because when a person's running, you're not going to be as careful, and therefore you're going to be more than likely, or in this situation he says it's psikresha, it's for sure, they're going to end up ripping out grass. But to share with you one small paragraph that will stop. It says in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, it says regarding the paragraph Ezim Mechuber Goyis, when exactly do we make these decrees about the use of a tree? So it says as follows, Ugozu Shimush Mechuber, that the issue of using that which is attached is only rock be'ilon by a tree. Of about seven little gozer. As we said, when it comes to grass, it's It's not a problem. As we said, anything less than 3 tfachim from the ground, you're allowed to use. You're allowed to sit there. As he says, you can sit. Furthermore, you're allowed to sit on grass. You can certainly walk upon it. Nonetheless, but savim shehim gavoim, when it comes to grass which is tall, as we just quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Yeshli hizar milarot aleihem." You have to be careful when if a person would run such a place. Shemekal yechol lavol bazili de tlisha b'mechur. You're going to probably cause the grass to rip out, so you shouldn't run. The chayin, therefore, he also says, furthermore, afil im hoychem aleihem b'meheros ksas, walking briskly, also srichem lazar. You have to be careful from walking in that place. You may cause the grass to be tallish, to be uprooted, to be ripped out. The chain, so too, he says, kishmaholchim agolashol katanim. If a person is walking around with their baby carriage, pushing a baby carriage, or a wheelchair, or whatnot, alatzavim on grass, srichem lizarhim, they have to be careful, shol yevulide akiras. You have to be careful that while you're pushing it, that it's not going to cause the grass to be ripped out. If you know for sure it's going to be ripped out, then you would not be allowed to push a baby carriage there. Again, if it's not a psik ratio, it's not an issue because you don't have the intention to do so.